Good morning, everyone. I'm John Myrie, along with co-hosts Art Malin and Desmond Bennett, and welcome to the Wisconsin Northland Outdoors. On this week's show, we have fishing reports for you from Hayward Area Fishing Guide Steve Jensen down at Hayward Bait and Bottle. And we're also talking with two other Hayward Area Fishing Guides, Tom Leahy and Eric Tuohy. Lots to cover on this week's show, all coming up right after these messages.
The Players Factory Authorized Clearance is here. Come into Hayward Power Source now for rebates up to $2,000 and financing as low as 2.99% on the number one off-road lineup. Got work to do? Haul more people, more cargo, and get more done with Ranger, the world's hardest working, smoothest riding utility side-by-side. Handle anything nature throws at you for the legendary Sportsman, the best-selling automatic ATV of all time. Or experience the ultimate combination of power, suspension, and agility in a high-performance RZR. And live life without limits. Get rolling at Polaris.com or see us at Hayward Power Sports, just 10 minutes east of Hayward on Highway 77, and online at HaywardPowerSports.com for rebates up to $2,000.
Offer valid in the U.S. through 9/30/18 on select new 2015 through 2019 models. Subject to credit approval. Offers vary by model. See Hayward Power Sports for details. Always wear a helmet, never drink and ride.
Have more fun than ever before at Hayward Power Sports. Let's have some fun!
Riding along in my automobile.
Bumping into things unexpectedly? Make your first choice for collision repair. Ernie's Auto Body, featuring the most advanced collision repair facility in Northwest Wisconsin. With a state-of-the-art spray bake-down draft paint booth for that better-than-new finish, laser technology for precision frame alignment, loaner cars available, computerized estimates, written guarantees, and documented unmatched customer service, the clear choice is Ernie's Auto Body, south of Hayward on Highway 63 and Nursery Road, where quality is no accident.
Lynn's Custom Meats and Catering welcomes you to stop in for their great lunch menu, and you can enjoy your lunch right out on their deck. Lynn's also has fresh cut-to-order steaks, as well as a great selection of brats and sausages for those great summer cookouts. Lynn's also has a variety of snack sticks, jerky, cheese curds, and much, much more. Lynn's is open Mondays through Fridays from 9 to 5:30, Saturdays 9 to 4, and Sundays 10 to 3. Lynn's Custom Meats and Catering in Hayward. Big fish stories come to life at the Freshwater Fishing Hall of Fame. The world's largest shrine to freshwater anglers boasts a 4.5-story tall walk-through muskie that's a half a city block long. It's like taking a peek into Granddad's old tackle box with thousands of mounted fish, antique outboard motors, and historical sport fishing artifacts. Stop in and take a chance on the 2018 $18,000 Lumacraft boat powered by a 50-horse Mercury outboard sponsored by John's Motorsports of Hayward. See the big ones that didn't get away at the Freshwater Fishing Hall of Fame, Highways 27 and B in Hayward. Open daily from 9:30 a.m. till 4 p.m. We're recording this week's show down at Hayward Bait and Bottle, and helping co-host today is Desmond. And we've also got fishing guide Steve Jensen in here. Good morning, Desmond.
Good morning.
Morning, Steve.
Yep, thanks for having me down, John.
Steve, you know, you've been out guiding quite a bit, and you've been here in the bait shop some. What are you seeing? What are you hearing as far as the fishing reports going on here over the last week or so?
Well, the last week, John, has honestly been a little bit slower. We're kind of in that midsummer period. Guys are still catching fish, of course. Reports on bass fishing are probably the best. That's been the best deal going. But the walleyes have been a little bit more reluctant, moving a little bit deeper. And the musky bite's been a little bit more sporadic, but still a few nice fish being caught.
I know, Desmond, you get into that bass league too, and I don't know, you probably got a couple questions for Steve there.
Yeah, how do you get a bass in the boat?
Yeah, it's been a challenging week for whatever reason. We had a lot of bluebird weather and stable weather patterns. Now we do have a nice cold front coming in here for the weekend, so things should change. But most guys are reporting pretty good action, mostly on wacky worms. Sounds to be the best thing going, but top water's been real strong too.
Yeah, you know, and you're that's mostly largemouth. You hear much on the smallies.
You know, smallies have been good. Honestly, the guys who have been targeting those have been doing pretty well. Similar things are working there. Topwater, probably number one, especially early and late in the day. But Ned rigs are working well. Tubes are working well. And also drop shotting can get some fish, too.
Let's talk walleyes a little bit. Guys want to go after walleyes. Any particular thing going on there?
It definitely sounds like the bite has transitioned to open water trolling. The guys who I know who are catching fish and doing pretty well are trolling crankbaits out over the abyss and doing it mostly midday, believe it or not. The shallow bite in the weed seems to be tapering off. The leech bite is tapering off. The leech supply is tapering off. So that's kind of falling apart. So that deeper bite is definitely setting up.
Usually you get a little bit better quality fish too when you're dragging crankbaits.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely, John. You're targeting a little bit larger size fish and you're certainly covering a lot more water. The other tech that seems to be working well, we're selling a lot of crawlers for spinner rigs, and guys are bottom bouncing and pulling spinners as well, following those deep breaks and those edges of those deep bars, and you'll get into some fish.
Actually, you can actually get crawler rigs now. The guys, I've seen a lot of guys over the last few years that are working right up to the weeds and even into the weeds with crawler rigs because they're coming up with ways of doing it.
Absolutely. You just got to be a little, figure out a few ways to do it. We've talked about using toothpicks and other sorts of different weed guards to get through, using clean boards and keeping things up high and fishing shallow. But like I say, it seems like that shallower bite seems to be tapering off, and the guys who are fishing deeper are having a little bit more consistent success.
How about the when it comes to musky fishing? I know that's your strong thing that you like to do.
Yep, it's been pretty solid, John, but the pattern's kind of all over. We've caught a bunch of fish trolling in the last couple of weeks, and the casting bite is starting to come back again. It was very slow over that hot period there. And the bites are coming on a variety of different things, bucktails, jerkbaits, even some nice fish on topwater. So really it's all across the board. Got to try it all on any given day, and every day seems to be a little bit different.
Should be some night fishing start to show up here in August, too.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. In fact, the July night bite was pretty decent, especially up in Minnesota. We were up there for the weekend and caught some fish. So, you know, things are different. We have a nice hot summer this year, so you get that good night bite. When it's a cold year, you don't always have that pattern set up, but I think this year it will.
I don't know if you noticed it or not, but I noticed with the night bite, it seems like more stable weather, or even more bluebird days during the day lead to better bite at night rather than unstable weather.
Absolutely, yeah. It definitely contributes to that and makes it a little bit more of a solid pattern. When you have that weather pattern, when you start getting the storms and things, then they can typically bite any time. But when you have that warm, stable bluebird weather, that night bite can be your best time of day, no doubt about it. You know. Only problem can be the mosquito sometimes.
Well, they usually only last for an hour or so, but the big thing with night fishing is you got to make sure that you've got your boat organized.
Organized and know where to navigate. And now with the GPSs, it's so much easier than it was even 5 or 10 years ago. But you still have to be aware of where you are. A lot of the lakes up here have certainly some navigational hazards you have to be aware of, and running into a rock pile in the middle of the night is certainly not a good way to have fun. That being said, if you know where you're at, you can certainly have some good fishing. Pick a few spots, fish them very thoroughly and very slowly, and you'll have some success doing that.
And panfish, let's wrap up this segment with panfish. I know that's the time of the year when we got some families up here in the summertime, and probably more people fish for crappies and bluegills than anything else.
Oh yeah, there's a lot of crappie fishing going on right now, John, especially on the Chippewa Flowage. That's obviously our premier water, well known, internationally known as a matter of fact. The crappie bite is setting up in deeper water now a little bit. But I'm also hearing some sporadic decent reports on the Clearwater Lakes, guys fishing deeper weed edges or deeper creep grip fields. Both can work. And just get out there, suspend some small plastics or some small minnows, and they're getting some fish too.
I know we're fast approaching the hunting seasons. I know you're down here at Hayward Bait. They're geared up for everything. Got a tremendous archery department too now, and everything you need for fall fishing and for the archery season.
Yeah, you bet. In fact, it's ramping up. People are coming in, getting some bows, getting set up. You can come in, get tuned up if you need some arrows, broadheads, all that good stuff. And certainly the fall fishing season, which for us musky guys is our favorite time of year. We're getting close. Summer is getting past, and I can't wait. I love the tourists, but when they're gone, it's great because I get the water to myself, and the fishing usually gets very, very good too.
Well, Steve, I want to thank you for coming on here.
You bet, John. Anytime.
Yeah. Now, if anybody looking for information on guiding for Steve, Hayward Bait's got guide information for you and the rest of the guides too.
Yep, absolutely. You can stop down here and get information for all of us, and let us know what you're looking for. We can certainly set you up with the right guide for what you're looking to do.
Well, thanks, Steve. And, you know, Desmond, we're going to have to take a break right now and hear from some of our fine sponsors. Come back. I've got a great interview about summer fishing with one of the local Hayward area fishing guides. So stay tuned. We'll be back right after these messages.
Hayward Bait and Bottle is your one stop for the Hayward area's largest selection of rods, reels, lures, fishing electronics, boating supplies, and they've now expanded their selection of soft plastic bass and walleye baits. No matter what you're fishing for, at Hayward Bait and Bottle, you'll find everything you'll need for a successful season. And while you're there, in their bottle shop, you'll find a full selection of beer, wine, and liquor, too. And also don't forget, now they carry Shoremaster docks, lifts, and accessories at Hayward Bait and Bottle.
The Hayward Lakes Visitors and Convention Bureau in Sawyer County, Wisconsin, welcomes you to our Northwoods hometown. No matter the season, no matter the activity, you'll always be surrounded by our great outdoors. What more could you ask for in a vacation destination? Woods, waters, world-class events. Contact us for information on lodging, dining, attractions, events, trail conditions, and more. Order your free vacation guide and start planning your getaway today. Visit us at haywardlakes.com or call 1-800-724-2992.
Save on Tracker boats and get up to a $1,000 Bass Pro gift card at Hayward Power Sports. During the sensational summer boat sales event, we can add additional discounts beyond Tracker's national pricing. Get a 2018 Tracker Targa V18 walkthrough with 150 horse Mercury 4-stroke, trailer, and travel cover for just $29,999. Or with 20% down, payments of $266 a month. Plus, you get the Tracker Promise, an industry-best 5-year warranty. Get your Tracker today at Hayward Power Sports, just 10 minutes east of Hayward on Highway 77.
If you'd like to have your time fishing be more enjoyable and productive, hiring a fishing guide can be a good investment. Whether it's learning more about fish patterns throughout the year, learning how to use your depth finder to find the best spots and fish, learn how to use that GPS to get the most out of it, or learn better boat control. A day on the water with a guide can really help you to be a better angler, as well as make a day on the lake very enjoyable. To book a guide trip this year or get more information, call myself, John Myrie, at 715-462-9402. Or Art Malin at 715-865-2336. Or you can find us on the internet at www.wiscnorthlandoutdoors.com. And then just click on Area Guides.
Welcome back to another segment of this week's Wisconsin Northland Outdoors. Myself, John Myrie, and co-host Desmond Bennett. And Desmond, you know, one of the younger guides out here, his dad was a fishing guide. His dad actually took another job, and then he went back to retired into a fishing guide. As Jim Leahy, but his son Tom Leahy has been a pretty active fishing guide, and you know, I had a chance to talk to Tom the other night and get some good information.
Yeah, I follow Tom on Facebook. Haven't met him in person yet, but he seems to be a pretty productive angler from what I can see.
You bet. Let's hear what he has to say about summer fishing, and we'll come back with even more on your outdoors.
We're talking to Tom Leahy, fishing guide. And Tom, you know, this year has been a little bit different when it comes to the fishing out there. Just a lot of stuff for fish to eat out there, it seems like, in the lakes.
Oh, that's right, John. And, you know, all them bait fish typically come August. It makes it tough. All the little perch and whatnot.
What kind of tips can you give guys as far as fishing out there?
You know, John, I would recommend... You know, this time of year, whether it's the Chippewa-Flowage, some of the surrounding area lakes, you know, I liked this time of year, leeches are kind of done. I mean, the bait shops stopped selling them. So that being said, a lot of guys switch to plastics, move into the deep water, the crappies, walleyes. Typically, they may get out of the weeds, they may go deep. So the plastics and or... If you don't have any plastics, I like to switch to the fatheads and night crawlers, jigging deep water.
Well, I know crappies usually start to get out in that deep water. They should have been out there by now, but they're just now starting to go out there as we're recording this. And once they get out in that deep water, if you've got the right electronics and your setup right, you can actually fish them and catch a lot of fish out there.
Yep. And actually right now, out on the flowage, whether it's the west side or the east side, guys are doing good. The west side, you gotta find your spots, but, you know, finding them sunken bogs, finding those cribs, you know, 20 feet of water to 22 feet maybe, that's 17, where those sunken bogs are, those edges. That's where I've been picking up crappies, whether it's the plastics, or just as simple as a jig and a minnow.
You know, one thing I've noticed, but I'm running the Mega 10 side imaging unit, and I can actually find those schools of crappies pretty easily off the side of the boat and go right back over the top of them. And that's one advantage we didn't have years ago. You had to drive back and forth till you went over them. Now you can just get close to them and you'll see them off the side, and you can actually get on them pretty quick.
Exactly, John. You know, and I like to keep it simple too. I mean, if you're just driving, trying to find a hump or a crib, they show up right on your, whether you got a Lowrance or a hummingbird. Okay. I just look for that bump, and typically those crappies, they show up as a cloud almost. And then as I'm going over it, I throw that marker out, and that's my marker, and then I try to fish the wind-blowing side of it.
You fish bobbers on them out there, or you just straight-line fish them? Because that's what I do. I just straight-line fish them.
Sometimes, you know, if they're really located, and if you anchor, if you do the anchor thing, or you do an anchor mode on your trolling motor, if you throw an anchor, sometimes it spooks them. It takes about 10, 15 minutes, it seems like. But I would say, you know, after that, you know, you give it a little bit, and you can set a bobber, and it seems like they can suspend. They can be in 10 feet of water. They could be on that edge in that 16 feet, and you could set a bobber, slip bobber with a minnow, you know, 3 or 4 feet off bottom, and a lot of times you get them doing that, too.
How about the walleyes? I mean, one thing I noticed this year is I'm not seeing too many walleyes coming from the weeds. I don't know if you are or not, but they usually move out of the weeds when we get in August? Because I know last year they didn't. Last year they kind of hung around the weeds for me.
Yeah, it seems like they stayed last year, a little bit later. This year, this past week, we had kind of a cold front. So whether it's on the Floyd or even some of the other lakes, it did seem like the weed bite got a little tough, whether that's throwing crankbaits or doing your, you know, slip bobbers, that sort of thing. We got a lot of, seems like, smaller walleyes. So that's why I've been trying to transition to that deeper water pattern, if possible. But I think they're going to be, you know, in the weeds, maybe lingering for a couple weeks, but then after that, maybe, maybe not.
What do you look for in that deeper water for walleyes, for somebody just trying to figure out how to find them out there?
I would say, John, I like to look for them, kind of the sunken bogs, the sunken humps, or the deep edges of some of the weed humps. Come August gets tough. I mean, that's just, especially if we get, you know, a couple weeks of that higher water temperatures raising. So that makes it tough, but definitely looking for that deeper water, using your depth finder for those humps. And if you can mark some hooks next to the humps, that's always helpful.
You know, one thing I've been kind of telling people, too, is that now that we can troll, you might want to consider the trolling option. Because I know on some lakes, especially like Nelson Lake, when those fish start getting out there in August, just trolling up and down those channels, and you don't have to run very deep, 10 feet down, 15 feet down, you can usually catch fish.
Yeah, and that works. I mean, you know, and it depends on your depth. If you're using, if you're going a little bit shallower, you want to use a shallower running bait. You know, your Rapalas, maybe a Husky Jerk. Sometimes the Husky Jerks, it depends if there's stumps. I mean, you want to go down 3 feet if you're trolling 9 or 10. If you're trolling the 13-foot, let's say on the Flowage, Nelson Lake, other Flowages, you know, doing the river channel, that 13-foot, you want to, you know, maybe a shad wrap that'll go down 8-10 feet.
But it is an option that seems to work, and it is available to us now, so we've got a lot of different options.
Yep, that's exactly right, and I was actually out on Round Lake. It was a little bit tricky. You know, we got some bass and northerns. The walleye bite was tough. There was no wind, but I seen several locals, you know, trolling with planer boards out there.
Well, Tom, you want to give out, it's been some good information. You want to give out your guide information for somebody who's looking for a guide here this summer or fall?
Yeah, John, you can reach me at 715-558-6755 or at TomLeahyGuideService.com.
Well, thanks for coming on the radio here and sharing that information with us, Tom.
I appreciate it, John. You take care and good luck fishing.
Well, as usual, you know, talking to any of the fishing guides up here is usually a good idea. Talking to them, just getting some good information, and they provide some great tips for you to help you enjoy that outing out there in the water a little more. Right now, we do need to take another break and hear from more of our fine sponsors. We return, we'll have even another interview and more on your outdoors.
Check out OC Outfitters for all your fishing, hunting, and camping needs this year. They're ready to get you out on the lake with everything from rods and reels to licenses and live bait. Come see their Columbia clothing for men, women, and children. They have a full line of shirts, rain gear, shorts, and jackets, and they have new rifles, shotguns, and handguns to choose from. New this season, a propane filling station. That's OC Outfitters, 4 miles east of Hayward on Highway B, open 7 days a week. Phone 715-634-1044.
The most common bills you can't prepare for are vehicle repairs and medical expenses. Quick Check and Hayward is here to help when you're a little short. Get the cash you need today when the unexpected happens between paydays. Keep your utilities on. Avoid late fees and overdraft charges. When there's too much month at the end of your money, Quick Check is the safe, secure, and easy way to get you the emergency funds you need. Quick Check, next to Hayward Bait and Tackle, 715-634-9753.
Pet owners, if there's a word better than inexpensive, it's free. Hayward Animal Hospital has always offered a free wellness exam with the vaccination of your pet. Your cat or dog will be given the highest quality and most comprehensive vaccines available to ensure continued protection against a variety of diseases with no hidden exam fees. The next time your pet needs vaccinations, consider a free wellness exam and Dr. Ostrander's over 30 years of experience. Hayward Animal Hospital is located on Highway B. Call 715-634-8971.
Are you in need of marine service? If so, call Earl's Marine, located on County K between the Big Lakes. Earl's Marine is a local Johnson Avenue authorized sales and service representative. Need a boat lift? Earl's Marine handles shore station. Need a boat or a pontoon for a few days? Just call for rental information. Since 1966, Earl's Marine has provided outstanding marine service to this area. For outstanding service, open 7 days a week for sales with a mechanic on duty Monday through Friday. Call Earl's Marine today at 715-634-4783.
Welcome back to the last segment of this week's Wisconsin Northland Outdoors. Myself, John Myrie, and helping co-host today is co-host Desmond Bennett. And Desmond, you know, electronics has gotten to be where it's a really big deal. We talk about it a lot on the show here, but, you know, I run all the Hummingbird stuff, and it's all connected to the Minicota stuff through networking and everything. It really makes a difference in catching fish.
It really does. You know, I was talking to someone recently who said that's really where you'd spend your money on all the ways you could buy, all the different things you could buy in the gear department. Is that really the most important thing you need? And I was kind of looking forward to the ice season, but even in my limited experience, I mean, I'm not saying the electronics are essential, but they sure do make a difference.
You bet. And to the point where I'll tell people you're better off to invest more in the electronics on a little less in the boat, because the electronics nowadays with the mapping and the GPS systems and stuff, you can actually, I mean, Hummingbird now, you get into Hummingbird, they've got one of their mapping from Lake Master that will actually kind of pick areas and tell you to fish, and they're actually pretty good areas. So a lot of this stuff is available, it's all available out there, and it really can help you to make you better a fisherman. I had a chance to talk to one of the local guides that also thinks that same way, and that's Eric Tuohy, who works down here at Hayward Bait. Let's hear what he had to say about electronics. I know that you work down here at Hayward Bait and Bottle, and you're not out on the water guiding. And let's talk about electronics a little bit now. You run Hummingbird stuff. I know Steve runs Hummingbird. Most of the guides up here do run the Hummingbird now. I run the Hummingbird. I got the Helix Mega 10 in my boat. The one thing I'm finding is that when I step up to the more better electronics like the Mega 10, I'm finding incredible amount of detail and things out in the lakes that I couldn't find before. It's just amazing. Even finding schools of panfish, you know, 50 feet off the side of the boat, you can locate them much quicker.
Yeah, it's unreal, John. I mean, the Mega, you know, whether it's in side imaging and as well as the down imaging aspects, those are such a beneficial tool for not just our guides, but all anglers on the water. It can make or break your day of fishing, truly. And especially if you're on a new body of water or even a body of water that you're familiar with, you're going to find things that you never maybe knew was there.
Well, I know I run side imaging all the time now when I'm trolling. For instance, I'm doing more trolling now that we can on a lot of lakes. You run that side imaging, you're finding cribs and brush pile and rock piles and stuff you didn't know were there.
Yeah, and sometimes, you know, even just finding like that one, you know, big tree that's down in the water that, you know, you never see anyone fishing because they never knew it was there. You go back to that, and, you know, surprise, surprise, you're going to find fish on them, too.
Yeah, you know, and that stuff is actually getting easier to use. I mean, there's enough information out there on YouTube and online, plus, you know, people like myself, and I know you do, too, will teach people how to use that stuff.
Yeah, there's, you know, it's a small learning curve, and I know some guys, you know, and folks might get a little bit fearful just because, you know, maybe they're not as, you know, technically savvy or anything like that, but there really are bare bones basic steps to learn. They're very easy to pick up on. Once you do that, you can dial in that unit. And again, John, like you said, the online resources that are out there is great. Technological Angler, for anyone that's looking for just getting those basics on side imaging and down imaging and running their Helix unit, is a fantastic route if you're at home and on the computer.
And like I said before, I know you guide, you'd be happy to show people. I do a lot of trips teaching on the hummingbird stuff too. How'd they get a hold of you?
Well, they can always stop in at the shop and we can, you know, do something hands-on with a unit that we have on display, which is, in my opinion, the best way, if not in the boat, of course. Otherwise, too, they could, you know, give me a call, 612-384-9127. Like I said, hands-on is typically the best, so try to stop in at the shop or, you know, get out on the water with me someday.
Yeah. You go to my website, go to wnlradio.net, and go back from there to my guide page. You're on there, and I'm on there if you're all either one of us.
Outstanding. Yes. Thank you, John.
Well, you know, it was interesting listening to him. And, you know, as we wrap up in the show here, we got a few more things to talk about. And one of the things that I know you talk about kayaking. And right now, as we get into August, and the farther we get into August, it seems like our river systems get lower and lower and lower. And when that happens, you know, you can get in some really good fishing because it tends to really concentrate the fish more than it does any other time of the year.
Yeah, there's less water, less space for him to hide.
Yeah, you know, and current breaks are the big deal earlier in the year. You got to get behind, they'll get behind things like rocks and boulders and trees along shoreline. But when you get into August, every one of these holes, it seems like, where there's slack water, seems to hold fish, especially like smallmouth. And you get in, and it's nothing to catch 20, 30, 40, or even more smallmouth out of one hole sometimes.
You know, that's what I've heard. I can't say I've experienced it myself yet, but I'm hoping there's some good fall fishing in store for me.
Well, you know, and you got the perfect tool for that, kayaks. And I have kayak too, and sometimes just getting away and getting out with a kayak, you can get into places with a kayak or a small boat like that that you can't get into with our big rig.
Absolutely. It certainly opens up some possibility to you. And, you know, kayak fishing, on one hand, it's great because it's super simple. You can get out in any little boat that floats, throw out a lure and see what happens. I will say, as I'm looking into the fall season and I've got musky on the brain, musky fishing out of a kayak is a slightly different endeavor that you really gotta wrap your brain around and make sure you're ready to do.
Well, they'll pull you around. That's the thing, is you got that long rod and they tend to use that leverage to pull that kayak around. But also you got to be careful when you get next to the side of the boat, especially if you have a lure, have several sets of treble hooks on it. Because I remember, if you're on a sit-on kayak, your body, your leg is right close to that water line, and you know, you make sure you keep the fish away, which is not all that hard if you're fishing with an 8.5 foot rod.
It's not all that hard, but it's something to be aware of. I'm a big proponent of fishing by yourself and enjoying that time alone, but especially when you're musky fishing out of a kayak, having a partner there that can hopefully help net the fish and not dig a lure out of your leg is, either way, they're going to be helpful to have around. So that's something to consider if you're going to go out hunting for a muskie out of a kayak.
Well, talking from somebody that get your concerns from somebody that's actually fishing down on the bayous from a kayak where you got gators swimming around, I don't know what I'd rather deal with, a muskie or a gator.
You know, honestly, I think I might pick dealing with the gator. They're as scared as you are of them, John.
Anyway, as we kind of wrap up here, talk about some things. You know, as we get here, we talked about earlier in the show, deeper. You're looking for deeper for stuff, for crappies, walleyes. Everything seems to start to transition a little bit deeper. And that deeper water is one of the places that you're going to find more fish. And, you know, I know just about every lake out there, you know, it tends to be that way all the way into the fall.
Yep, that's what I've heard. And that's what I'm kind of trying to transition to in my own fishing tactics as well.
I know Art just walked in here. Art, you got anything to get good tips for guys on fall fishing? First, real quick on fall fishing.
The big thing right now is the fish are deeper, and the smallmouth are really going on wacky worms right now in clear water lakes. The other thing is that is happening in the evening. It seems like the bite is best on clear lakes. Just it is. You know, it used to be midday, sometimes early morning, but it seems like 5:30 on. I had a friend that got a 25-inch walleye, and he got several 12-inch crappies. and it was just about dark.
Yeah, well, that's typical too. Unless you get out and find these fish out in deeper water, that bite seems to be more consistent during the day.
Yeah, it does. And I think part of it in clear lakes is there's more, in other words, fish can see, and they don't like a lot of problems. So they want to keep safe. Even big fish want to keep safe. So they're going to be deeper, and they're going to be by weeds.
A lot of interesting things we covered today. I want to remind folks that if you miss a show, you can always get that show on our website at WNORadio.net. From there, you can link through to our podcast channel, to our YouTube channel. And there's lots of good information and some good videos, video tips up there on fishing. Lots of interesting things, Desmond.
Absolutely, and don't forget to follow along with our Facebook, too. It's where we're putting out a lot of information.
We're out of time for this week, and I want to remind folks again, we'll be back again next week with another interesting show.
Listen with me, I'm going to take you there to our Wisconsin Outdoors, our Wisconsin Outdoors.
This program has been produced and hosted entirely by Wisconsin Northland Outdoor Communications. Any and all views expressed are not necessarily those of the station.